We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the February 9th, 2026 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Brenner.
Present.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda as presented. During the study session, the city manager asked that we move item number K4 down to item L1. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Thiemann, seconded by Councilmember McMahon. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You've now had an amendment made to the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Councilmember Smotherson, seconded by Councilmember Brenner. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. You have before you the January 26th, 2026 draft minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Fuller, seconded by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no appointments. We have no swearings in. We have citizen participation. For those that was, I don't think I've done that before in a while. Sorry about that. For those of you who've just been in the room, I think I know almost everybody here, but I think you know there are sign-up sheets over by the door. And if you'd like to speak on an agenda item or a non-agenda item, there are sign-up sheets over there. Please fill it out. Please put it in the baskets in front of the city clerk, and you will be called upon at the appropriate time. At the present time, there are two requests to speak, I believe, on non-agenda items. Each of you will have 5 minutes to speak. When you come to the microphone, please give your name and address and push the button at the bottom and turn on the green light. The first request to speak is David Sandel.
Good evening, everyone. Dave Sandel, longtime UCD graduate, UCD High School graduate, and owner of iNeighborhoods. Last week, I was notified by the Stormwater Commission that iNeighborhoods had been awarded a sole source contract for to complete the rest of the stormwater monitoring system along the River Trepere. That's really fantastic. What I wanted to do tonight was just take a few minutes to share some of the history of the project, some of the highlights, and some of the challenges. So in 2022, April of 22, two UCity High School graduates, myself and Doug Gilbert, We had been dog catchers when we'd gotten out of high school, and we were very familiar with the River Trepere because we used to chase dogs down there all the time. So we decided to start working on a flash flood detector. So we went ahead and built one of our own. We spent about $2,000 to do that. We put it over near Groby Road, and then in July 22nd of 2022, we got our first flood alert at 1:30 in the morning. And it was the big flood. So we zoomed over there, and things were pretty bad, took a lot of pictures, but we continued building the system. So after that, we went to the Stormwater Commission to tell them about the work that we had done, and we were never able to get a hearing with them for 2 years. What I did to get the hearing with them was to actually come to a public meeting, give them the links, and show it on the screen. And when they saw it on the screen, they said, that's great artwork, great graphics. And I said, no, that's all live data coming from the river right now. So anyway, we started working together. We developed a strong collaboration. We've developed more and more features. And the feature development is far ahead of what you've heard. And keep in mind, the Stormwater Commission decides what the public will receive in terms of features. But we developed features such that you're all familiar with Code Red, right? So if you're in a Code Red alert, go to your phone. A link could go to your phone. When you tap on the link, you'll see live 4 camera feeds and all the analytics from 4 different stations on the River Trepere on your phone. And then if you get in front of your TV, mirror the connection to your TV, you'll see a full screen just like HBO. Of everything going on in the River Trepere. So that capability exists today, but it's the Stormwater Commission Monitoring Commission, the monitoring group, which will decide whether that comes out to the public or it will just be a standard Code Red alert with a Code Red alert message. We also recently were in a webinar with the University of Michigan where they had studied flood monitoring for 3 years with Intel, three different government agencies. And at the end of the webinar, we realized that our work was better than all of them. We made a much more interesting system, much more cost effective, and nobody else had the features like that. So a lot of great work has been done, and with the monitoring committee too, and we're looking forward to working with them more. One of the challenges we have with this, it's taken so long to get this all done. And these are really cool features. It's a big win for University City. It's a win for the Stormwater Commission. And we should try to find a way to accelerate the final phases of funding and moving the equipment that's out there, replacing the old equipment, moving our equipment in. We currently have, Phil Eason's been working on those proposals. And I would hate to see another year go by. It would be really fantastic if you just get it all done this spring, let the Storm Monitoring Commission determine what features will be shared with the public, and then present it back to you, City. I think the residents will be very delighted to hear about this and know about it, and the story of how two dog catchers beat the University of Michigan and Intel, U City High School graduates. And that's all I had to share. Thank you. Any questions?
Oh, Dave, can you give your name and address real quick?
Dave Sandel, 6910 Washington Avenue.
Yeah. I think that we don't normally do Q&A during this point in time. It's usually just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, our next request to speak is Gerald Tears.
Well, Mr. Mayor, members of council, Gerald Tears, 7345 Chamberlain. I'm here to compliment the city. We had a big snowstorm. And I can't speak for any other areas, but I can speak for my area. The area near the high school on Jackson and Chamberlain, I couldn't ask for better. I've been living in this city for 40 years, and I don't think I've ever seen better snow removal. And I don't know what more to say. That's pretty much says it all. And I thank the city and whoever made that happen. And if you tell them that I said so, that's fine with me. Thank you.
We'll take that. How's that? Thank you very much. That may be the highlight of our evening. Should we go? Maybe we should go home now. Madam Clerk, I believe there are no other requests to speak at this time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you very much. Before you have. Oh, are there any council comments, Mr. Smotherson?
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just had one correction with Dave Sandel's date, and just to let everybody know that the corrected date of the storm was July 26th, 2022, which was a Tuesday. So trust me, I know. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning to sewage backing up in my basement.
We have no public hearings this evening. You have before you the amended consent agenda with items K1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Fuller. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Sharp, we'll turn now over to the city manager's report. Welcome, by the way. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mayor Crow, members of the City Council. This agenda item asks that you all ratify my actions in signing an agreement for a budget consultant. As you all know, shortly after Gregory announced his retirement, our finance director announced his resignation as well, right at the beginning of budget season. I spoke with the staff in the finance department and learned very quickly that they are not 100% equipped to assist me in preparing the budget. So we have a master services agreement on file with MGT for interim services. And they were able to identify a consultant that could assist me. This is a retired city manager. She served as a controller. She served as a treasurer in cities and areas with much larger budgets. She will work approximately 20 hours a week. I don't anticipate needing the full $100,000 that I put on there, but I wanted to ask for enough funding to cover 3 months of her assisting me, getting us through the budget process. The ratification is because she needed to get started right away. Our budget calendar has us starting our budget on January 31st, so we were actually a little bit behind the curve already. So she needed to start getting materials. She needed to start getting access and everything so that she can start assisting me with the budget, which she is doing now. So I am asking that you all ratify my actions given the amount that that her services might cost, and I can take any questions you may have.
Are there questions for members of council of the city manager? If there are not questions, first, anyone ask a question? If there's not, we can have a motion to ratify as well. Either way you want to go. Is there a motion to ratify? Motion made by Councilmember Clay, seconded by Councilmember McMahon. Are there questions of the city manager? Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question, Ms. Sharp, and that is, will we be able to, with this consultant, will we be able to break down our different departments and have that presented to the council in different departments in reference to the budget that's going to be approved? And the reason I say that is because I just don't want to see us have it all piled up on us in one day. I'd rather see it broken down, if that's possible, to each department that we can actually go through what they're requesting in reference to the budget, if that's possible. I'm just a question I'm asking.
If I may give that some thought, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, we are on a tight schedule. And so I'm just not sure. As you know, the charter requires that we submit the budget to you all by a certain date. And I'm just not sure if we would be able to do that. But if I can give that some thought and get back to you, I will do so.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Okay, Honorable Mayor Crow, members of the City Council, this next item asks that you receive an update on the City Manager Executive Search from Lee Samborski. So if you would step to the mic, Lee.
Welcome this evening. You've got a busy couple of days here with us.
Yes, I do. Glad to be here. Glad to be back in University City. And so what I thought I would do this evening is just introduce myself, tell you about the process and the calendar that we've developed for the recruitment and opportunities for input from the public. So as you know, my name is Lee Szymborski. I've been with MGT for and its predecessor company, GovHR USA, for about 12 years doing executive recruitment. I've worked extensively in the St. Louis area as well as throughout the Midwest and other parts of the country. Prior to that, I was a city administrator and a deputy city manager. And started my career when I was 5 years old. So let me tell you a little bit about the process, which includes having kicked off this afternoon, doing some stakeholder meetings with some of you, as well as then tomorrow. We've got a full day meeting with staff, the rest of the council and mayor, and getting input that all helps me have an understanding of kind of an updated understanding of the community, the organization, and the challenges and opportunities that everybody sees that will be presented to the next city manager. Then in the evening, there is a community forum over at Heeman Park at 7 o'clock. We'll also have another opportunity for people to weigh in, share their thoughts on what will be best attributes that we should be on the lookout for through an online survey, and that'll kick off in a couple of weeks or so. We'll work with staff to get that done. Let me just hit some of the highlights, milestone dates that we're going to seek to attain, you know, throughout this process. Again, I'm here today and tomorrow, and then soon after that, we'll be developing a position announcement and then a recruitment profile. That recruitment profile is gained from all of the conversations that I'm going to have, as well as the input that I'll get from the community forum. Next week, we'll look to kick off the recruitment, and all our outreach begins. That includes any number of formats that we'll use to get the word out, as this is a national search. You know, we throw a wide net out there. And that also includes, you know, my personal contacts with folks that I know are in the field, and, you know, giving them a heads up about the opportunity in University City. Deadline for application, if you will, or deadline for resumes will be at the near the end of March, around the March 27th or so. Then with my coming back and meeting with all of you, and I understand, you know, there'll be at least, you know, one new council member here, and meeting with all of you to present a portfolio of resumes, and have you make a determination on out of that group. And let's say my goal will be to bring you a portfolio of anywhere from 8 to 12 candidates for your consideration. It'll be your job to narrow that group down on who you would like to invite for interviews, all with that scheduled for around mid-May or so. With all of this in play, the goal would be is to, you know, have a new city manager begin employment around early July of this year. As I mentioned, we've got the community forum tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. We'll have the online survey, and I'll stop there for a moment and see if there's any questions.
Are there any questions for members of council? Councilmember Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow, and thank you for your presentation and your work with us during the process. I had a very pleasant exchange with you earlier today. And forgive me if I missed this in the documentation we've been sent. The online survey, that when does it is that live? And if not, when does that go live?
We'll look to get that posted maybe as soon as next week, toward the end of next week, and okay. We'll leave that up for about 2 weeks then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And question about the community engagement forum. Councilmember Smullerson and I did send something out to folks in our ward. What can folks expect in that? In that meeting, if you give us a sense of the format.
Sure. Not that dissimilar from the conversations I've had or will have, you know, with all of you and with all the staff. But from the, you know, community perspective, is what do they see as some of the city's challenges and opportunities, both in the short term, maybe a year or so, year or two, and in the long term? Yeah, so we'll look to understand that from residents' perspectives, and then, you know, ask within the context of those issues and opportunities and challenges, what do they think will be the appropriate attributes and skills and abilities? What do they expect in terms of hard skills, but also as well as soft skills? And so, as I mentioned, not unlike the conversations I'm having with you, we'll have a similar conversation with the residents.
Councilmember Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Are we going to live stream this tomorrow night? Do we know? No, it's just, okay. I've been asked that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
I didn't know either. So, okay.
That question is now. We have a number of vacancies throughout the St. Louis area. Is that how do you see that impacting the search?
Well, the The opportunity will be, yeah, and you know, Mayor, you're referencing Kirkwood is open, Webster Groves is newly open, Crestwood, although a much smaller city or so. Those are challenges not unfamiliar, you know, with our work. In any number of larger metropolitan areas, you can see a number of vacancies. The opportunity is to make sure that we let people know the unique circumstances that University City presents versus what we know of, say, some of the other communities that are going to be open, and really to pitch that. You've got a great story to tell. And Mr. Rose has been a great ambassador for his role as city manager. So all of those things go very far in terms of communicating to the world of city management and elsewhere, you know, what a strong community and a strong organization University City presents. So having competition from other cities is not anything we haven't seen before. But we'll make sure that we amplify, you know, all the good news that University City has. And I'm not saying this to comment on any of the communities that are open or anywhere else, but some in the greater world of things, some communities don't tell as great a story as I think University City has. And I can say that because I've been involved with your organization for a number of years.
And then the other question I guess I would ask is, I'm presuming that Ms. Sharp and staff will get enough information on your online survey proposal that we can be marketing that out to our citizens, because if it's only going to be up for 2 weeks, that probably means we need to get the message out for folks to participate.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we'll mention that at the forum as well. That online survey will also be available for employees. We'll ask people to identify what constituency they relate to, just so you'll have a breakdown in that regard. But yeah, we'll get that going very soon.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
Ms. Sharp.
Honorable Mayor Crowe, members of the City Council, this next item asks you all to consider a engineering and design proposal from Horner Schifrin. We have David Lowell here from Navigate, our owner's rep that is assisting us with the driving range project. I would ask that he step up and introduce the item to you all and then answer any questions you may have.
Good evening. So basically, the summary of this is they've had some deterioration through erosion at the driving range portion of the golf course. There have been some fixes to it in the past, but they have not held. So this proposal is a global relook at the entire thing. We've gotten all the old documents together and gave those to the proposing companies. Horner and Schifrin presented a proposal that we recommended. It is a holistic look at getting this repaired and back in service for the community. If you have any specific questions, I can answer those for you.
Are there specific questions from members of council? Council Member Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Read the proposal and appreciate you submitting it. I guess my question is more for City Manager Sharp. And forgive my bluntness, it's really born out of ignorance. But I read their proposal. What was happening before? Like what were the things that were taking place last year with this project if they were not these things? And maybe I missed something, and I realize I very well could have, but I thought some of these things were addressed in earlier arrangements. Am I incorrect there?
Honorable Mayor Crowe, Councilmember Clay, I wouldn't say that you are incorrect. I would say that we didn't have an a thorough explanation of what occurred last year. There was a request for dirt to be relocated from the market at Olive Development to the driving range. That was done, unfortunately, without a plan in place. It was done as a stockpile, which means the dirt was just dropped off. And there were some conversations that resulted in the dirt actually being spread further than it should have been. So it's created all types of issues that we, on top of the issues we already had, it's created new issues for us. So it's created erosion issues. It's resulted in a violation because the disturbed area, it was increased beyond what was initially submitted in the stockpile plan. So essentially, the dirt was requested without a plan in place, and it made a bad situation worse. So this proposal would have them take a holistic look at everything and tell us what we need to do to not only get the driving range open, but to keep it open and not keep putting Band-Aids on it, and it's closing every 2 years.
I believe that's why we would say the two of the challenges that we've had that we wanted to face were Pershing Avenue and the driving range. And so with that, I'm pretty certain that all of us would like to move forward with this appropriately, but yet also with a little bit of well-paced speed because of how long this has taken. With that being said, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Brenner, seconded by Councilmember Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I don't believe we have any unfinished business, nor do we have any new business. Are there any council member reports? And by the way, we've had one set of citizen comments, and if there are any citizens who would like to speak, there are citizen speaker request forms over by the door. And if you'd like to speak, please make sure you fill out the form and put it in the basket in front of the city clerk. Are there any reports from members of council? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Are there any final requests to speak from citizens, Madam Clerk?
There are none.
Thank you very much. Are there any council comments this evening? Other than that, we hope everyone joins us tomorrow night at the community center at 7 p.m. for Lee's presentation on the city manager's search and the Q&A with our citizens. Are there any other comments from members of council? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Councilmember Fuller, seconded by Councilmember Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.